News. I'm John Scott. On Wall Street, stocks are sinking after a mixed start to earnings reporting season. J.P. Morgan Chase fell after giving a forecast for a key source of income that fell below analyst estimates. The pressure is always on companies to produce fatter profits, but it's particularly acute now given worries that interest rates may stay high for a while. Worries about tensions in the Middle East are sending prices for oil and gold higher, while Treasury yields fall as investors look for safer places for their money. Also at SRNNews.com, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says more trucks have been delivering aid to Gaza residents.
Over the last few days, we have seen more than 1,000 trucks get in. That is certainly welcome.
However, the UN says the surge of aid is being hampered due to persistent distribution difficulties. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is blocking a move to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress. On the Salem News program, This Week on the Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who initiated the invitation, says Schumer's foot dragging is unfortunate.
Right now, Israel is at war. Their very identity, their very existence is being threatened. And the idea that we would not roll out the red carpet and invite our close friend and ally to come and update the Congress on that, to me, is unconscionable. I don't know what Chuck Schumer is doing with that. This should have been signed many days ago and sent. So we're trying to apply the pressure that's necessary to make sure that happens. I need his signature on the paper so that we can get that sent.
The full interview with Speaker Johnson will be heard on This Week on the Hill, premiering this weekend on many of these same stations. The Dow is down 498 points. The NASDAQ, 274 points in the red. This is SRN News. More women than men are quitting the church.
That's the story for the country's youngest adults, Generation Z, according to a new study from the Survey Center on American Life. Amongst Gen Z individuals who have abandoned faith altogether, 54% are women compared to 46% who are men. In all other generations, men are more likely to quit the church. The Survey Center says, quote, "This is bad news for America's places of worship. Many of these young women are gone for good." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in Tennessee have advanced legislation making it illegal for adults to help minors get an abortion without parental consent. The GOP-controlled Senate signed off on the proposal 26-3. Pro-life advocates say the bill is a much-needed parental rights protection measure, as abortion groups distribute information on how to acquire abortions out of state. This is SRN News. New York City police say a boat thief is in hot water.
Police say a guy trying to steal boats was busted after he got stuck on the Hudson River. Police say Juan Hernandez tried to steal a decommissioned fireboat, but he couldn't get it started. Officials say he then jumped into the water, swam to a nearby sailboat, and tried to steal it as well. Well, that plan didn't go anywhere because Hernandez couldn't get the sails up. He now faces several charges of grand larceny. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft said they will delay their planned exit from Minneapolis to July 1st. That's after city officials there decided to push back the start of an ordinance. That ordinance increases driver pay to the equivalent of the city's minimum wage of $15.57 per hour. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.